Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program that they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Living in the Present, comes from the audio program The Wisdom of the Breath, with Bodhi Paksa. Mitchell Klute, a producer at Sounds True, recorded The Wisdom of the Breath in our Boulder studio. Here's what Mitchell had to say about this week's producer's pick.
I've worked with Bodhi Paksa on several occasions and have always enjoyed his direct, grounded approach to Buddhist thought and meditation practice. Here, he combines contemporary science with personal insight to explore the nature of time and what it means to be in the present moment. He explores why, so often, the present moment feels unsatisfactory or incomplete, and how this sense of dissatisfaction causes us to look to the past and future for completion. In meditation, though, Bodhi Paksa teaches, we are able to be at peace with just this moment right now. Then, we find we can savor the moment in all its beauty with complete acceptance.
You can download the entire program, The Wisdom of the Breath, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, Living in the Present, with Bodhi Paksa.
So the next practice I'd like to talk about, and this is one that we'll be exploring, as with the others, in the next session, is living in the present. Now, the left brain draws distinctions all the time. It defines, it names, it creates dualities. And one of those series of dualities that the mind creates is the idea of past, present, and future. And time is one of these things that's kind of mysterious and also just part of our everyday living. We don't even think about it. It dominates our lives, but actually it's a very strange thing. I once heard one of the world's best physicists being asked if he could define time, and he said, "I wouldn't like to try." And that's somebody who has a deep understanding of the nature of time. We used to think about time in a Newtonian way, that time was the same everywhere for all people, but thanks to Einstein, we now know that time is very, very strange, that time moves at different rates depending upon things like gravity and motion. The more gravity there is, the more slowly time moves. If you dropped a clock into a black hole, you would see the clock moving slower and slower and slower until eventually it stopped. The faster you move, the slower time goes. I mean, you wouldn't notice any difference if you were moving at, say, half the speed of light. But somebody at rest, relative to you, watching you going past, would see you moving in slow motion. And at the speed of light, time would stop. So time really is very mysterious and hard to understand, and we don't even think about it very much. We just assume that time is a kind of a line along which we move. It's like a path. We're walking along this path. The past is behind us. We're standing on the present right now, and the future is in front of us. And that's okay. That's a metaphor. It's not a problem to use metaphors, except that we take our metaphors too seriously. On a real path, there are things behind you. You can turn around and you can look at them. You can even go back there and you can revisit them. The future really does exist in front of you, or the path in front of you really does exist, and you are moving towards it. And that's how we think of time. We keep on mentally revisiting the past. We keep imagining the future. And we do this in meditation all the time. We find ourselves worrying about the future, getting angry about things that happened in the past, sometimes imagining that we're going back and we're changing it, that we're going back and changing the past. We spend a lot of time in our lives, in meditation, outside of meditation, not being in the present moment, not really noticing what's going on in the present moment. And I think this happens because the present moment, although we don't really acknowledge this often, is incomplete or unsatisfactory. There's something unsatisfactory about our present experience. So we look back to the past. What is it in the past that's gone on that's making the present moment incomplete? What in the past has poisoned this present experience? Or we look to the future for a better moment. We imagine that if only something happens in the future, then we'll be happy. We're not happy now, but we'll be happy sometime in the future. But the future doesn't really exist. We're not walking along a path. It's not there. The present is all that we have. We can't actually experience it. We can't actually experience anything else. So how else can we think about time other than a path? I mean, this is a metaphor, but we get trapped in that way of thinking. And is there a more useful way? Sometimes in meditation, in deep meditation, we have strong experiences of letting go. There's no clinging, no grasping after anything, and we're content simply to be with our experience. We're content simply to be in the present moment. There's no longer any chasing after the past, there's no anxiety, there's no anger, there's no longer any worry about the future. So in meditation, we're sitting there and we're realizing that there is just this one present moment. We're in this present moment. We're not taking a breath and then another breath. There's simply an ever-changing pattern of sensations. So we appreciate and we savour the present moment and we really value it. The present moment is incredibly precious. Each moment is precious. In fact, there is no each moment, there is just this moment. This moment is precious. This moment is exquisitely beautiful when you let your mind embrace it with an absence of clinging, with an absence of grasping. When we simply settle into the present moment with a sense of joy and wonder. And time stops existing in the way that we normally experience it. There's no past, there's no future, there's just this present moment. But that present moment isn't static, it's forever changing, it's unfolding. So in meditation, I sometimes get the experience that rather than being a path, time is like a flower forever opening. What's present is always, forever, eternally giving birth to itself in this present moment. And in meditation, we can have this a sense of complete acceptance of the present moment. Everything's perfect. It doesn't mean that things are static. Things are not static. Nothing is static. Everything is unfolding. Everything is becoming. Everything is becoming something else. Everything is perfect because it's full of potential. Everything is blossoming from within. Everything is forever new. And when we experience this, we're in a state of deep contentment or equanimity.